Big media believes you should be told what to think. We disagree. This is American Viewpoints with Mike Ferguson.
We know who the president is going to become January. We now know who's going to be leading Republicans in the Senate. But the U.S. House still has to select the next Speaker of the House. Will it remain Mike Johnson? I'm Mike Ferguson. Thanks for making American Viewpoints part of your weekend. Earlier this week on News Talk STL in St. Louis, I had a chance to visit with Rick Manning from Americans for Limited Government about who should lead the U.S. House of Representatives come January and what priorities they should have. Here's what Rick had to say. Rick, you guys have already endorsed him for another term. You're saying she should stay on as Speaker. Let's start right there. What is it that that makes Mike Johnson the right guy at this point to run the Republicans and run the House of Representatives?
He's the most conservative speaker we can get, number one. He actually believes in the things that he says in terms of policy and the desire to cut the size and scope of government. He was on the stage with Donald Trump when Donald Trump gave his acceptance speech, meaning he should be able to work with the president. And the difference between the last year and now is he's actually has been involved in being Speaker for a year. He now has the command of the power of the Speaker, which he didn't before. He's putting people on committees. He's able to actually exercise the real power, and very real power, the Speaker of the House has. He inherited somebody else's mess, essentially, and wasn't able to put his own fingerprint on it. Now, he's got the political machine of a speaker, and he's got the power of a speaker, and that's going to make it him. And he's got the president of the United States, who's going to be pushing his agenda. So he's got a lot of things going for him this time that he didn't last time. He was fighting against both Joe Biden and some people in his own caucus.
Rick, if he's picked to continue on as Speaker, how does he keep such a slim majority and that herd of angry cats moving in the right direction?
I think he's going to do that by following closely Donald Trump's agenda and having Donald Trump's bully pulpit being the thing that beats people into going along with the necessary compromises to get real conservative agendas done. And that's the Trump agenda is not going to all be conservative agenda, let's be clear. But yeah. When you're not fighting a president, you actually have the president. It's a president who has an electoral majority and won more states than anybody thought he would. You know, that guy has a lot of power going in. And for the next year, that power will be exerted on getting the House of Representatives to do the job. And Mike Johnson will be the perfect guy to kind of round him up and be able to get that job done.
Hey, let me ask you kind of turn that question around a little bit. You mentioned, Donald Trump. And the reality is he's more populist than he is conservative. And we're seeing that increasingly. Is it possible that somebody like Mike Johnson could steer that policy in a more conservative free market direction?
Yes, I think that's very probable. He's going to go back and he's going to say, listen, you have to do this, 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 and this in order to get the votes in the House. And so if you go down this path, which is, let's say price controls on drugs or something, he said, listen, we just fought a whole election against price controls. I don't really care what Bobby Kennedy Jr. says about this stuff. You got elected and you fought a whole election against price controls. And so you need to stand up against price controls and not let that happen. So those are the kind of things that he's going to have the capacity, if he wants to, he'll have the capacity to go in and affect the policy of the administration, both based on actual keeping promises and directing towards conservative solutions, market-based solutions for many of the problems we have.
We're visiting with Rick Manning from Americans for Limited Government. Let's touch on the volatility of the U.S. House or any House of Representatives. I mean, obviously, the Senate is designed to be the little stodgier cooling saucer of policy. And there are some, there are some bomb throwers in the, in the U.S. House on both sides, and voters like them for a lot of reasons. The people that love to stir up trouble and love to be disruptors, and a lot of voters like those right now. But if you are the Speaker of the House, with a very, very slim majority. You can't afford to lose too many disruptors. How do you manage that, and what makes Mike Johnson the right guy to do that? Because as you said, you know, him being there now is a product of, you know, frankly, that sort of chaos that erupted. And what makes Mike Johnson, from what you can see, the guy to manage the potential chaos?
He can keep the people on the left from engaging in chaos while he tries to deal with people on the right. And quite honestly, I've traditionally been a disruptor, and I will continue to be a disruptor. This is a disrupting administration, as you can see from his cabinet posts. So the key to that is, if you're getting 85% of what you want, sometimes people have to figure out that that's a win. And so that's how you get the disruptors. Is you say, what do you need to be in this to be able to vote for it? And they say, it has to be able to do this, this, and this. Well, we can get this, this, and this done. Does that solve the problem? And that's just a matter of communication. And ultimately, the thing that the disruptors don't want is Donald Trump calling them out as being the people obstructing his policies. So you've got a hammer. And the hammer isn't Mike Johnson, the hammer is Donald Trump. But Mike Johnson has the capacity to come up with conservative alternatives that should meet everybody's needs. And it's a hard job. There's going to be times when he fails. It's an extremely hard job. Easy to be speaker when you got 50 extra votes. Hard to be speaker when you got 3 to 4 extra votes. But I think he's the right guy because, quite honestly, if somebody from the left came in, they couldn't get the right. Somebody from the right and from the Freedom Caucus came in, they wouldn't be able to get the left. And he's more Freedom Caucus than he is moderate. And so, and quite honestly, he's a nice guy. He's actually somebody you want to like. It's kind of astonishing. You don't meet many of those in Washington, D.C. He's actually kind of an honest guy. So I think he's got a shot. Will he succeed? Time will tell. But I think I'm excited because I think we actually have an opportunity for the first time in my lifetime to actually limit the size and scope of government and to make real substantive change, not only from an administrative level, but in Congress. And I think Mike Johnson's a guy who understands that. And he showed that when he was head of the Republican Study Committee, where he put up bills that were really they were pretty disruptive bills and supported them. And so consequently, I know where he stands. I know where his heart is. And it's a matter of trying to give him the support to get the job done. It's going to be hard.
Rick, it seems that the proposed Department of Government Efficiency with Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy seems to be one of the things that the people who gave Republicans the majorities and the White House are really serious about, which means Mike Johnson's going to need to be serious about it as well. Once he gets those recommendations, do you see him as the kind of leader who would be able to actually move forward with big cuts in government, including even departments, say in the first first couple of years?
Well, he's probably got 14 months. Okay, first of all,
okay, yeah.
And once you get into campaign season,
yeah,
it's kind of over. But the I think he'll be able to do some of it. It took 100 years to build the administrative state. And it's really, I hate to say this, but it's going to take more than 1 year to dismantle it. However, I think some of the things that the DOGE committee is interesting in that they're going to come up with ideas. And the ideas they come up with don't meet any political reality because that's not their job. They aren't a governmental agency. They have no power, and they have the power of what the president says. Yeah, I want to do that. What the House and Senate say, yeah, we'll do that. And so ultimately, what I'm urging Johnson to do is to get his committees. He's already had his committees looking at regulations that far exceed congressional authority. They gave that order last September. And to go forward, identifying those agencies, identifying how much they're costing the government, and using the appropriations process and regular order to identify and put those agencies on trial and get rid of the excess regulation by putting those regulations on trial, force the people to defend it, show the people those regulations are hurting, and get rid of them through the regular legislative process. And then you can lay it up in a Budget Reconciliation Act, which doesn't request 50 votes in the Senate. And if you've shown the cost of it, you can eliminate it through that process. But they've got to put these regulations on trial right now to set the stage for being able to get rid of them in 6 months.
All right, Rick Manning, Americans for Limited Government, getliberty.org. We'll talk to you again soon.
Take care.
All right, just ahead, 'tis the season to worry about porch pirates stealing your stuff. We've got advice on keeping your wallet and keeping your stuff safe. That's just ahead right here on American Viewpoints.